Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Friday to you. Hope your Friday the 13th has been going well. As it's a National Blame Someone Else Day, which apparently happens.
Is it really?
The first Friday the 13th of the year apparently is National Blame Someone Else Day. So just like I was talking about earlier.
That's good information right there.
Blame somebody else. Although shout out to Ocho with some good Friday the 13th news. He said his niece just got a full-time job at a pharmacy compound. So shout out.
Okay.
Shout out to niece.
Is that all he said?
No. I am doing some, I don't know, intentional editing here and hopefully, you know, saving information that
doing some leaving out some information.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Well, yeah. Well,
yeah, I don't think I needed that information for me personally, and I don't think I need to share it to everybody. And so shout out to everybody having hopefully a very good Friday the 13th. And shout out to the Texans, hopefully also having a good Friday the 13th because their Thursday the 12th was a little rocky, a little shaky. Did not anticipate that being the way that it was. But they're, time off at this point can sometimes, offer some interesting things for football teams. This is always, you ask coaches or what have you, the most fraught time of the year is just when you don't have an opportunity to really have anything on those guys.
Them.
You don't see them. So they can be up to anything. Regardless of that, if you could guarantee one thing about the Texans during this down period, as we wait until training camp starts in July, what would you want? 713-572-4610.
I love this question because there's any number of directions you can go, and I'm going to go in a direction that I didn't think I would ever go. Not with this squad. And I'm not being a smart aleck. No more arrests. I never thought I would have to say that.
Yeah.
I never thought I would say it. But this one, clearly is impactful. You know, I don't know how it's going to play out.
You had enough of the bad boys.
I like them on the field. I like them on the field, but I guess this one is an impactful arrest and event situation. We don't know how it's going to play out. He could end up all's well, but I don't want this anymore. I mean, is that unfair?
It's not unfair. I almost obviously that was a thought that came to mind because it's like, oh wow, this is a thing that is possible that almost felt like it wasn't possible for guys at least in this Texans organization. And I think that because of the way that the organization is, because of the way that they handle themselves, they try and have, guys of good repute and good standards and all of those things, right? As much as someone might roll their eyes at it, it does feel like they very much have that, upstanding gentlemen on this team that play really good football and physical football. I still don't, as much as I did not see this coming, and maybe this is, head in the sand behavior, I still don't view this team as likely to have another player do that.
Yeah, no, I don't either. But, if I could wish on one thing, let's just keep it at that and move on.
And my thing about it is I feel like I can get better bang for my buck out of, maybe not making that one my wish. But I can absolutely understand why someone would go, we don't need that to get any closer. And again, it feels weird to do this about something where it's like a felony assault charge, family violence, there's strangulation involved. All of these, of course, the accusations and the allegations of it, right, that he is charged on. But I did want to make sure that I put that out there. you know, all of that, with even with all of that being the case, I still don't think that, hey, man, there's, you're going to have another player that ends up in that space or what have you, right?
Yeah.
You never know what guys are capable of or what could happen, but I still would bet, like, if it was, you know, I bet a lot of money, in fact.
I would too, but that's my hope, because this one came out of nowhere. I don't want any more surprises. I'll leave it at that.
Right, no, for sure. And it definitely, like, it helps that, you know, and we've talked about this, that he's not, he seems more expendable now. He's more depth piece. There's some people that were viewing it as, you know, with the money that he made, you know, is he going to play special teams, that he might be on the outside looking in, even outside of, you know, whatever off the field thing that popped up. So, I mean, that's neither here nor there. But yeah, that's one thing I guess you could go for. Are there any other things that you would wish for? Because I think that,
I like yours.
One of the ones that I was thinking of, because I don't know if this is definitively the one, I kind of want to throw out some various options and we can workshop to see which one we would want.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the ones that immediately jumped to my brain was Cade Stover getting into his tight end one era.
That's my number one.
That's one that you...
Of the ones that you we're going to talk about here that are yours, they're saying some pretty good things about him. We don't know. We'll see on the field. Dalton Schultz is... he's not exactly the type of player that is going to be, you know, an every down tight end. We learned that in big time run situations. Stover might. He's got the profile.
Right. And maybe if I'm talking like magical genie type stuff, I go make Dalton Schultz into what like his paycheck would tell you that he is. But I'm thinking like more realistically.
Yeah.
I think this is a time period where, again, and maybe Cade Stover is doing the thing that a lot of players do, which say take some downtime, rest the body, get yourself ready for a long season. But also, like, knowing the way that these guys are, knowing the way that that guy is, I feel like he's probably still working and continue to get himself in a space for the season. And I would very much like to see the continued development that it seems like we were starting to see with him.
Yeah.
That our guy John Harris was talking about anticipating in the season. And if he comes through and he's like, hey, man, very viable pass catcher, especially with a offense that feels like it's going to be take more advantage of at least him in particular. And then also the pencher for locking. Mm-hmm. I think that can make a huge difference in, one, supporting the offensive line, two, giving another weapon that I think that could scare defenses on top of just being viable.
Yeah.
All of those things could go a long way in making this offense a much better offense, which feels like that is the big question for this team, is how many points can you score to then make it even more daunting to face this defense?
I mean, it's the only place on the, you know, obviously the offensive line, but in terms of the skill positions, it's the only place where you can look at it and go, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to be. I mean, you kind of know what they're going to be at the run game, with or without Chubb, you know, reaching old levels. You kind of know what they're going to be, obviously, quarterback, receiver. But a tight end, you're like, palms up. I have no idea.
You mentioned, though, one of the ones that I was kind of considering.
Yeah.
What if the Chubb explosiveness completely shows up?
Yeah.
Right, but in this time period between now, and of course, like, there's only so much that you could see from his explosiveness, really and truly, within minicamp, those 2 days. Once you get to training camp, if he shows up and that explosiveness has returned, because I'll be honest, I did not see that same explosiveness in the 2023 season, which is to be expected, right?
Yeah.
He had a pretty gruesome knee injury. We talked about MCL, ACL, and meniscus were the ones where he was involved with. He was just, I guess, LCL away from having the whole shebang.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that's a huge, devastating injury that he was dealing with that knee. Of course, the injury that he had the end of the season last year was a broken foot. I don't feel as terrified about that.
Yeah.
But if he finds the explosiveness as well, I know that he has the strength to be kind of a power back, but that explosion, that takes it to a whole different level. Now you're really talking about a terrifying duo of running backs, and that's an entirely different thing in my mind than the Nick Chubb that you're kind of taking the gamble on, as evidenced by the contract, the $2.5 million up to $5 million, really contract laden. But the upside of that is really, really intriguing.
I mean, you said it, terrifying. You know, if he does get that, we know what Joe Mixon is, we know what he was, and if he gets that back, man, I mean, that is a terrifying. How'd you like to be the linebackers? Oh, okay, Mixon's going out. Oh, crap, Chubb's coming in. You know?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh.
And someone earlier was like, hey, man, I would love to see, you know, mix or and every other series, you know, kind of run share or playtime share between Mixon and Chubb. And I can't get to that place right now.
Yeah.
Just because, again, of that, I don't know exactly what the high end of Nick Chubb is. And I'd be hard pressed to get myself to a place where I'm betting on the high end being what it looked like in 23 versus what it looked like in 24. I don't even know if right now, as it sits, that I'm with a 2-1 series split with, because I just, Joe Mixon is so much, he's, I mean, he's been incredible in a different way, but I do still, I'm still interested in Nick Chubb, especially if you can get that explosiveness back.
Man, if you can get 2-1, but with good Chubb, yeah, it's still so valuable.
Oh, that,
I mean, that's still so valuable.
Even, honestly, even a decent Chubb, because we haven't had like a good second RB in a minute like that. So.
And it feels like a lot of really good teams, when you have that two running back, you have that kind of tandem, it gives you a lot of flexibility and then opportunity to stay fresh, man. Like that's one of those things that you're interested in, especially with Joe Mixon is a guy who we talked about last season, how many carries is reasonable for him. And he had a lot of them outside of the injuries. So yeah, man, an opportunity to really have and flesh out the timeshare would be good. And I think for me, that's predicated on seeing some more explosiveness there from Nick Chubb. What about Christian Harris? Because Christian Harris has existed in a very interesting place. Nick Caserio on with Sean and Seth with Payne and Pendergast yesterday. That you can listen to the whole thing on the Odyssey app, on the podcast page, all of that. But, I mean, he basically was like, you know, he's supposed to be ready for training camp. If he's not, we'll deal with that. And, of course, I think that that's the level of wiggle room that you should probably take in general with things of that nature. However, that doesn't offer me personally a lot of confidence, especially after what happened last year where we were waiting a long time. He does come back, and then kind of inconspicuously he is – or is that conspicuously? I might have the wrong word there. He's just absent, seemingly a healthy scratch in some instances. So, I mean, we know what he can do when he is healthy and when he's available. What does healthy look like? What is involved with healthy? It seems like we're just kind of in this place where I don't know exactly what healthy looks like and if he'll get to that for this Texas team.
I don't either. I'm with you in terms of the hope that he does. Christian Harris has become one of the more confusing sort of case studies, you know, with this team. I mean, he went from, oh my gosh, he might be like
Browns playoff game.
Yeah, he might be an all pro to healthy scratch. I mean, and then here's the other, I don't know if this is a tell or it's just insurance or whatever, but even if it's just insurance, it's kind of alarming. They brought in EJ Speed. I mean, that you can't overlook that.
And I don't, yeah, maybe that's.
They bring him in to be a backup.
No, I mean, and he has this caliber of play where you think that he can at least, you know, be a rotational, if not a just outright starter.
Yeah.
I think that does speak to like the question marks that you have there, which were reasonable thoughts to have from the 832. I think y'all are missing Nick's follow-up answer on Christian Harris. In the second answer, he talks about player taking care of themselves versus medical staff diagnosing player. No, I definitely heard that. And I mean, looking at my notes, I just didn't know exactly what to make of that, because do you think Nick Caserio is the guy to like kind of relatively outright, almost bash is not the right word. I'm trying to find the right word that is.
Command people stay here.
I don't even know if that's it, but like kind of talk bad about a guy almost. Because I think what the implication would be in that instance is that Nick Caserio is like, well, you know, the guy's got to take care of himself, which would imply he's not taking care of himself. And that's why he is not in this place to play on the field. I don't know how much Nick Caserio is the guy to do that outright. What would you say to that? Because, I mean, if he is, that is pretty damning on Christian Harris. And obviously just in general, that's something that you expect of players. That's the professional responsibilities that you have yourself ready to play. But that would be damning if we're looking at this now from a lens of, it's not just that Christian Harris is not healthy, that it's he's not taking care of himself to be ready to go.
Yeah, and that would be very surprising to me. And again, going from what we thought he was and what we saw on the field to, you know, the healthy scratch is just mind-blowing to me. But I think, Nick, I thought you were going here. Nick Caserio and, frankly, every general manager, they would rather these guys just stay here, you know, the whole time. They don't like when you go off and do your own thing, no matter how sincere you are. And how, hell, he even talked about C.J. Stroud a little bit. He goes, yeah, he's going to go off to California and get some work in with this coach or that guy or whatever. And you can kind of tell, as much as that's what players do, on every team, these guys want him here. I mean, they want to be able to at least see and monitor and, you know, kind of pass in the hallway and all that stuff.
Or at the very least, they find it really, really cool that it feels like a large contingent of the Texans are doing that. We saw a picture. Was it Howard? Was it Titus that had posted the picture of all those guys getting together in almost like a impromptu team photo? That was really cool. Like, the cohesion on this team is really, really
cool. Important.
And those are the types of things that really great. Now, I'm not here to try and, like, I'm not doing the thing where we're man, if you're kumbaya, then you're going to be a great team. Plenty of teams are really, really good that are just coworkers.
Yeah.
Like, and I think sometimes we underrate that portion of it, but I think it does go a long way if you're able to push yourself a little bit more, because not only are you playing for your numbers,
yeah,
playing for your money, playing to try and win, but you're also just playing for that dude next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that there is some level of additional squeeze in the juice from that perspective. But the reason why I think I might possibly go with the Christian Harris, even though I think the Cade Stover thing is a big deal, is anytime that I keep, and I've been fawning, we've all been fawning over the secondary, especially now that you add C.J. Gardner-Johnson and everything, and with the potential like glow up that you can have even further with Kamari Lassiter and Kalen Bullock in year two. I've been fawning over the secondary, and I go, how do you attack this defense? And a very fair refrain has come up a few times on the text line, which is, hey, the linebacking core is a place, especially when you talk about in coverage. Well, Christian Harris is supposed to be that guy that gives you that freak ability, you know, athletically to go.
Big interception in that game we're talking about.
Right. Yeah. Like where you go, hey, we're going to try and make you cover. And he goes, don't think you should try that, right? Because Christian Harris is on the roam.
Mm-hmm.
If he's not there, I think that you're back in a place where, you know, Aziz does great things. Henry has played pretty damn well. Mm-hmm. Even you talk about Jalen Petrie. Like, those are all guys in that kind of middle space that you go, they might be susceptible to something in the middle where you were hoping Christian Harris would be helped. So if he's healthy and you have that, now I think you're getting to a place where you might have a damn near impenetrable defense.
Yeah, yeah, no, and that's more than fair. I like the Stover idea again, just because we don't know who the tight end is going to be.
Sure.
I mean, obviously, you know, Dalton's going to be a big part of it, but we don't know if he's going to be the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that that's fair. I feel like a lot of people are just, we're going to have to come to terms with the fact that we're saying Nick Chubb's name, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least through training camp.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie. I'm not trying to scold you, texters, because a few people were talking about, you know, how you always want a good Chubb and you know, decent Chubb is fine, but a good Chubb is better. I get that. However, I laughed a little bit. I chuckled a little bit. So I can't, maybe that ultimately I need to become a more of an adult. Maybe that's what I went for. So I can actually talk about Nick Chubb in a way without being a big old child. Maybe that's what I would like there. But yeah, excited to see what the next few weeks are able to progress for these guys once we see them in training camp, which is relatively fast approaching. I know we got a little bit of time. This is kind of somewhat of the dead time of the year, but once you get through this,
you're going to blink and it's going
to
be here.
Hey, man, the tires start burning out, and then we're off to the races in a real regard with the Houston Texans. So excited to see what that looks like. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next is time for our lunchtime confessions that we always do at this time, and they're presented by the Men's Clinic. So let's do those next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so this was kind of a tough decision, but I'm starting to feel pretty good about it, but still a little bit embarrassed. And I'm wondering if I should be. So every year on the Saturday of Father's Day weekend, I play golf, and I haven't played golf in a long time. I may have not played golf since this tournament last year. It's kind of like a Father's Day invitational, a lot of old friends, a lot of kids. Well, they're grown-ass men now, grew up with us and all that stuff. Put on a little Father's Day golf tournament, okay?
Okay.
And it raises money for Humble Youth Athletics and stuff like that. So this year, the organizer told me, hey, man, because it's mostly people in their 30s and 40s, and I participate just because I'm friends with a lot of people over there with my sons. He says, hey, these are the tees. We're going to allow you to play on the senior tees.
Oh, wow. They say you ain't got the link no more.
Well, because he knows I don't play a lot of golf, and yes, I'm over 60 years old. It's perfectly – I mean, most people over 60 years old can play – the senior tees, which are a little further up.
Mm-hmm. So if you're over 60, you're a senior.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, over 55, technically, right?
That's true. You can start getting all the benefits.
Yeah.
Did you get your AAA or your AARP?
Oh, I got AARP. Oh, yeah, I got it. I used the card the other day. It was pretty cool. But anyway, so I kind of feel like, come on, man. I mean, last year I played, you know, on the regular tees, and I kind of didn't want to do it. But then I thought, it is a scramble. If I can get us a little more length on the off the tee box.
Yeah, go win.
Yeah, so everybody in my group's going to be playing at the regular tees, and then I'm going to get in my cart, drive up a little bit, and play on the senior tees. Should I be embarrassed?
No, nah. You're a senior, man. Nah, man.
Yeah.
Take pride into it, man.
Yeah, yeah.
We pass those days to feeling the embarrassment because of something that's made for you.
Yeah. I mean, it's legal. It's, you know, it's in the rules. Yeah,
it is.
You ain't getting over on nobody. Yeah.
And I might be able to outdrive some guys this way.
Yeah, that was the thing is I feel like you should be embarrassed, though. What? As if y'all playing a scramble and they ain't never picking your old ball off the tee.
Oh, for sure.
That'll be when you get embarrassed.
Oh, for sure I will do that. So senior tees, here I come.
Yeah, man. I think that's the way that you play this.
I would feel a little embarrassed if everybody else on the course were like 70 and older.
Oh, yeah.
Like, damn.
Yeah.
I'm the youngest one out here. Should be no shame.
I might be one of like three dudes that are over 60.
Okay, that's not bad.
In the whole tournament. So, I guess I'll do it.
Are you, like, what kind of golfer are you?
I'm okay.
What does that mean?
That's what everybody says.
No. I
say I'm bad. I don't even.
When I play regularly.
That's what everybody say too.
Here's the thing. I'm probably going to suck this weekend because I haven't played in so long. When I play regularly, I'm usually in the low 90s, the mid-90s.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Are you a better golfer or bowler?
Golfer by far. Yeah.
You can't bowl?
I mean, like 100, 110, 120.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. No, golfer by far.
There's kind of like a tandem confession, to be completely honest. But one thing is I learned yesterday for myself. What's better than overtime playoff hockey?
Oh, well.
Because, I mean, look, playoff hockey is some of the most fun that we have in sports. Whether you're invested or not, like just the excitement, exuberance of it, it shows up. And then you get into the overtime aspect of it, the sudden death nature of it of sorts. Like that just takes you to a different place. But what's better than that? Tipsy overtime playoff. Went out, had a few drinks, came back home, was feeling good.
That makes everything better.
And I was just sitting there and I was like, at one point, I legitimately let out a yelp.
Oh, man. By yourself?
Damn, man, I was in the car. I was in the house by myself, man. I was excited.
Edmonton.
Like, and the reason why I noticed, I didn't think about it until I made the realization that I was like, damn, that was loud. My neighbor's probably like, what is wrong with this fool? And I was like, oh, like that's because yeah. I'm having even more fun than I typically have watching this hockey right now. Yeah. And I'm trying to remember who, like, it wasn't an actual goal. It was like an almost goal, just a great pass, good look, one-on-one with the goaltender. And didn't quite get it to go, and I was loud, and I was like, "Oh, okay."
I actually let one of those out when Florida tied it.
Yeah, oh
it
yeah, like they came 20, back.
It was like 21 seconds yeah. left.
Yes, yeah. bro.
I was sitting there watching. I tuned in when it was like 5 minutes left. I'm like, "Let me just see the end."
Yeah.
And then it got to that point. I'm like, "Oh!" My wife came in there. Are you serious? Yeah. What are you watching hockey? I'm like, yeah, this is good. I started breaking it down for a little bit.
It was
bit.
Good. When
I'm
plus
like,
they came good. Back and did then she, they tied it.
Did she sit down next to you?
Nah, she didn't.
I was over. Nah. I wanted to find out that she sat down. So the secondary confession on this is, I think I now have a better understanding of how people with addictive personalities can go down that hole.
Oh.
Because yeah. I was like, the logical leap that you could take is, as you started with, this makes everything better. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to do all of this tipsy, which that doesn't feel like a good idea at all.
Reggie's going to, and you like basketball more than hockey. So tonight you're getting plastered.
No. I am not doing
everything I do is better when I'm drunk.
Pacers, OKC, hell yeah.
Give me
that
bottle. I will not go to that place.
The brother going
to
start spiking his coffee in the morning.
See,
let's
that's
go.
What I'm saying. Like, that I definitely don't want to go there, and thankfully I don't have that addictive personality in that way. Plus, like, I don't really like drinking that much anyway.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh,
he's going wasted tonight.
I see that.
Finals. Hell yeah.
I mean, I don't got work tomorrow. No.
Not gonna do it.
I have discipline.
Yeah. You can quit anytime.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
My confession is I kind of got a little secondhand embarrassment with the Jags. Did y'all see what the Jags did recently?
Regarding what?
So, you know how the Houston Texans have a thing called swarm, right?
Yeah.
What do swarm mean?
Work ethic and relentless mindset. You didn't have that?
You could remember that.
Are you for real?
Yes, I'm for real.
The amount of times that we talk about swarm, that one's not stuck with you?
Nope.
Wow. Yeah.
And I like swarm a lot. I feel like it's catchy. Mm-hmm. And I think we kind of got to the point where whoever they bring in, we're like, oh, that's a swarmy type of guy.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what the Jazz got?
Boy, I sure do.
What did Magnificent Glassstone and Liam Cohen come up with?
They came up. So apparently he got a motto hanging in his office. Hashtag FAST. F-A-S-T.
I remember this. Mm-hmm.
So FAST means funnily, sound, attacking, situational, masters, tough, mentally and physically.
That's a lot of letters for fast.
Yes,
That's a lot of words for fast.
I very much remember this because I remember Sean and Seth really getting after him this.
Fast.
That's like 10 words.
Yes. Yeah. They were doing that thing. And I do love this when this happens, not because it's good, but because it's so bad it makes me smile. When you see a company or an organization really, really stretching with the, it's not even an acronym, but what is the, I forgot what the actual part of speech it would be. But when it was an acronym, there's a different word.
Okay, yeah. Anyway,
it doesn't matter. You know what I'm talking about.
It's not a bigger word.
When they really stretch it, or when they sometimes they use or, but don't use don't use and, or they'll use and not use or, and I'm like, you got to take it or leave it, man. You can't just
one or the other.
Use it parts of these. Yeah. I mean, the fast, that one is just no.
Yeah.
That one is very, very far from what it needs to be.
Yeah, and somebody
fundamentally sound. So the sound isn't
okay,
there.
Okay, say it again.
Fundamentally sound. Attacking
that's two words right
and
there.
Situational masters. And there's not where's the T? Wait, hold on.
Tough.
And tough. My bad. I was like, where's the T?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So no sound. Don't use the and because there's two A's in there. And then masters just gets dropped for some reason. And I understand, like, D'Amico got one of those in there.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Because it would be Swearm.
Yeah.
Ashley, I want to say it's a Jags beat writer by the name of Travis Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of took a shot at Swearm or whatever it is. He said Fast is much better than Swearm or whatever they have in Houston.
No, it's not.
It's not even
close. Yeah, 100%. Because what you going to do with Fast? If you have a player that fits that model, is you going to say, oh, he's a Fast type of player?
Well, I feel like
no,
that don't sound cool.
You like, bring in some tackle,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's definitely a fast.
He's
player.
A fast.
He's
player.
A fast type of player, right? Yeah. He's fasty.
He's fast.
Like that sounds silly.
He's fasty.
But swarm, you could be swarm.
Swarm got, offense. Swarm defense.
You got Swarm City.
Yeah. I think they're trying to push the Swarm Wumbo, City.
He's swarming.
Yeah,
not fast. That kind of sounds, that's stretching it a little too much.
Yeah, it's not easy to tell when you're just using the word fast or when you're actually trying to speak to the motto.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
or this person is really fast.
Mm-hmm.
You're like,
yeah, no, he's not.
What's his 40? No. But like, I mean, like, he fits what we're trying to do.
Yeah. No, if you have to
that
explain
offensive
it,
lineman right there is fast.
If you have to explain it, it's not good.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about fast.
Yeah, because we can all sit here and say, oh, that person is swarmy right there.
Exactly.
We know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so you guys remember when we were in New Orleans for the Super Bowl?
Yes.
And
I remember that very vividly. Yeah. That's another thing that being tipsy made better.
So,
I mean, what?
So before we left, I was on the MGM app, you know, because you can bet on the app all you want, and we're placing bets and all that stuff. And I made a flyer bet, and that my confession is I could really use all the good vibes that are out there from In the Loop listeners and friends.
And then all we did was make fun of you for putting this bet down.
You made a bunch of fun of me for making this bet,
and I will never live that down.
Yeah, well, you might.
Sure.
If everything goes well, you might.
All right.
Victor Hovland, I bet on him to win any major this year. Keep in mind, this was in February. Victor Hovland is in third place right now at the U.S. Open.
What do you stand to make here again?
$2,200.
How much of that's my cut?
None. You were making fun
what
of me.
What you mean? I thought we was partners in this.
How about that? He didn't do well in the Masters, didn't do well. Well, this is the second one, right? Yeah. So he's plus 2,200, man.
Not bad. And old boy at the
and
top.
In third place on Friday.
And old boy at the top, what's his name? Spurn?
A Spawn.
Spawn, sorry. He's. I feel like any time that I watch a golf tournament, mm-hmm. a major, there's some person who is not like a new, like not an amateur, yeah. not a new tour card guy, but it's just someone who's new to me that I'm like, who is that? And it's like, yeah, he's 35. He yeah. played on the tour for about 7 years. And I'm like, I've never heard of him before. That is what Spawn is to me.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much I can believe that he's going to hold up at the top of the leaderboard.
And you know how I know that he's got a real chance, Victor Hovland? The reason I remembered this is MGM sent me a message I can cash out right now.
Oh.
Because it's, you know, because he's in third place. It's Friday.
They're trying to buy you out?
I can get $18 if I cash out. Oh, right well, now.
Don't do that. That's not even worth it.
Oh, I'm not going to do that.
By the way, speaking of the tournament.
You want me to give you the leaderboard real quick?
No, I don't need the whole leaderboard. Yeah. All I need is, hey, how's Cameron Smith doing?
Oh, he's doing fine.
Is he? Can you give me a number?
He's fine. Fine is the number.
Well, no, I don't think that's
we talked about that yesterday. When I say, when you ask about how my cousin doing, he's doing fine.
He's fine.
Probably lighting up a crack pipe.
Yeah, right? He's doing crack. He is doing the golf equivalent of crack. And if seeing as he won't tell you, I will. Plus five through 18, like
he
one could. Round.
He hadn't even started the second day yet.
He's doing okay.
That man not even making the cut.
He can go five. I'll tell you what. Five
not
over,
even making the cut.
Five over will make.
He not.
If he makes par, if he goes full par.
He went five over yesterday.
Yeah, but if he plays to par today, he'll make the. There are more golfers at this U.S. Open over 10, plus 10, than under par.
Can the real Cameron Smith please stand up? That's all I have to say. That's all I have to say. And I think that he
Victor
plays
Victor Hovland,
baseball.
Everybody. Get it in your mind. Victor Hovland, 2,200 large.
Are you crowdsourcing good vibes
yes,
right now?
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you share. All right, that's you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Friday. Coming up next, let's talk to our friend, the head coach of the Houston Dynamo, Ben Olsen. Talk to him a little bit about what the hell's happening with U.S. soccer, but also what they got going coming up this Saturday as they host Montreal. We'll do that next. Yeah, happy funky Friday to you here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. Hope your Friday's been going well. And if you want to make it go even better, make sure at 2 o'clock that you're at Cajun Craven. They're off. And let me make sure I do this right. Because I want to make sure. Cajun Craven, which is at 12141 Beamer Road on the southeast side of H-Town, out there towards Pearland. You want to go hang out with the fellas of the drive, Clinton Ron, for Stop 11 on the 610 Crawfish Tour. That one, again. Going to Cajun Craven out there. Go see, hang out with the fellas, get you some mud bugs.
8507 Queens Boulevard. I don't know why I thought about that.
Dude, you were always thinking about that. That's just always
8507 it's always Queens in the holster. Boulevard.
Always in the holster.
Coming to America.
Yeah.
Always. Okay. That's the type of vibes that we're on today. And hopefully we can share those vibes with our guest. He's the head coach of the Houston Dynamo. They've got another match lined up for Shell Energy Stadium tomorrow, hosting the lowly Montreal CF, I believe mm-hmm. it is club football as opposed to football club. Either way, they should be catching Nell. Ain't that right, Ben Olsen?
Yeah, that's right. That is right. You guys have great energy, by the way, today.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, that's good.
All right, yeah. So I'm going to ask you, are you someone who is like a believer in somewhat of the mystical? Because I think that John Lopez, my co-host here, would say that our energy is in part due to the fact that his wife, during the strawberry moon that occurred earlier in the week, set out a mason jar filled with
mason
water.
Mason jars.
Or multiple, sorry.
Yeah.
So that she can make what she has deemed moon water, which is supposed to, like, you know, make you feel better, you know, make you glow, things of that nature, other stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Are you a believer in the mystical? And if that's the case, do you want us to bring you some moon water for the game tomorrow?
I will love some moon water. Is this something you drink, or
yes,
you just kind of
yes.
you drink it?
Yeah, she's a hippie, and she puts out her crystals, and we put out the mason jars of filled with water, and it's supposed to, like, you know, have a calming influence, less stress, all that stuff. I don't know how much I buy into it, but as I told the boys yesterday when they were giving me a hard time about it, I just work here.
Yeah, I was raised by hippies, so I have a lot of. I'm okay with that. I'm down with some. Is moonshine or moonwater?
Moonwater.
Oh, okay. You want to go in entirely? This is before the game or after the game, Coach?
I prefer a combo. Some type of combo of that.
I'd like some moonshine on some moonwater.
Well, I'll tell you something that I do want to consume. Whatever the hell Jack McGlynn is consuming, the man scores a 58-second goal with the nation's the national team. Unfortunately, that wasn't in a victory. But I mean, how impressive has Jack McGlynn's recent run of play been? I know that he's not going to be available for you tomorrow with Montreal, but I just wanted to speak about your midfielder.
Yeah, we're going to miss him for sure, but. Again, our sport is unique that he plays for the Dynamo and then he goes away with the national team, and we can kind of be a fan, right? We can be a fan of our own player in a different environment, and to watch him and to have success, on that scale is a big deal for us. It's a big deal, you know. It's a feather in the cap of our club and kind of what we're doing. He's playing a similar position, so we take pride in him doing well over there. And ultimately, we want him on the World Cup team. That's also a big deal for him and our club. In particular, it's, you know, we're a host city. It's in our country. We feel like it's a really important for him to continue to do well there and support him so he can be in the World Cup.
Well,
100 days out, by the way.
100 days out.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. 1 year out.
Ben, we could have used you in our impromptu post-show meeting the other day because it wasn't on the air, but we got into all kinds of topics about the USA national team, and it was getting pretty heated back and forth. Obviously, we're all passionate about the game, and obviously they're not doing well. I mean, just from your perspective, I'm not asking you to criticize anybody, but this is a pickle that they're in. How do you handle that? A team that has lost the way they've lost, there seems to be some sort of at different levels, you know, some sort of dissent in terms of Pochettino, etc. I mean, what's your perspective on this?
I would love to be in there because it's there's so many great arguments going back and forth, and whether to ring the alarm bells right now or look, that's a B team / C team that played the other night, and there's good players here, but some of those good players chose not to come into this camp, which is disappointing. And there's just a lot of dialogue, which in some ways is good. It shows that it means something to our country right now, and we're not pleased with the situation that we're in. Ultimately, as I said, I am a fan of the U.S. national team, and I'm critical, and I'm disappointed, and I feel the same thing that everybody else is feeling in this moment with this group. And I thought it was a missed opportunity, frankly, to have everybody in here. You only have so many opportunities to get this group together before a year from now you're playing on the biggest stage where you have to be completely well-oiled if you're going to have success. And there's a lot of pressure on us to do well in our own country and show our fans that we've moved the needle and we continue to push this sport in this country. And right now it is not a lot to hang on to, but I'm an optimist. I think there's, you know, when you put McKinney and Pulisic, and you put all these guys in that group, fresh, ready to go, I still believe that we're going to be okay and we're going to make some noise in the World Cup.
We're talking to the head coach of your Houston Dynamo, Ben Olsen, right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Ben, we've had a lot of conversations football-wise, I guess gridiron football-wise, about the quarterback of the Texans, C.J. Stroud, because they were, you know, he was being held out of practices, and we were wondering, does that mean something injury-wise? The team kind of gave us a little – I mean, they didn't give us all the information that we kind of wanted on the outside, and ultimately came out all right, but I was interested from your perspective as a guy who notoriously, you know, can be a little bit interesting, and when it comes to your relationship with the media, like, how do you handle how much information that you give the media, whether it's injury issues or kind of maybe tactically? Like, how do you balance that that relationship with you want to give information, but you also want to make sure that you have some level of competitive information or protect your players?
Yeah, if any sports franchise gave everything, it's just not. Yeah. It's not what we do, right? It's no different than any corporation or what goes beyond the scenes at your radio show. There's a lot that people don't necessarily know, but I feel like if you hide too much, you know, you lose that authenticity. And I've always tried to give as much as I can that doesn't give some competitive advantage to the other team, or something that ends up being really private and personal that just shouldn't be aired to the public. But as far as wins and losses and guys not fighting and all this stuff, I try to be an open book, mostly because I'm not smart enough to like hide things and then cover my tracks and then lie. And what did I lie about? You know, it's always been easier for me to just throw it on the table for the most part. And, you know, every coach is different. Some are a lot more cagey than others, but that's just always going to been my mantra, and it's gotten me in trouble before. Overall, I think it's still the way I'm most authentic.
Well, we appreciate it. And one thing you've been authentic about is the scheduling of your squad, because a lot of midweek games, you guys seem to be maybe not getting the same treatment as other teams that you're facing. How do you handle that in terms of just getting guys ready when you're just flat out playing more games than some of your opponents?
Yeah, we had 9 games, and I think we're the only other team. There's only one other team in the league that had that. A bunch of teams are coming here fresh, and we have the Wednesday night game. And, you know, it's a fine balance to making excuses, right? And but sometimes, you know, you can rally behind that as a group. And, you know, Houston, frankly, in our league, I don't think we've been treated that well over the last decade. And part of that is the situation we put in, right? We're not the sexy team like L.A. and Miami. We don't have Messi. And every league that happens. Sometimes we can put Houston there. No big deal. But we wouldn't do that for Miami or LA or some of the bigger name teams with bigger players. And part of that is normal. I think it happens in all the leagues. But this year and maybe even last year, I think it's gotten a little bit ridiculous. So, you know, I try to say some things and, just for the future that they make sure that we're getting an even, playing field. But saying that, over the course of May, we did a good job. Mm-hmm. And, the players, you know, the first part of the season, look, we talked about it. Wasn't good enough figuring ourselves out, a lot of change. And we were realistic that it wasn't going to be great. We picked up a few points, but the second half of the first half of the season, this last month and a half, we've leveled off and we've gotten more competition in here and we've picked up some points and we got ourselves close to the playoff line. So this is just about the next phase here, growing. And if we can keep pushing this team up a level each quarter of the season, I think we'll put ourselves in a good spot, hopefully to get into the postseason and be at our best. So that's the plan. So we'll see if it can happen.
I'm glad you mentioned growing. I think last time that I was able to come out to a match, I asked you about Femi and, you know, the arc of his season thus far. And I thought your answer was very insightful that, you know, there hasn't been much of an arc just yet. I'm interested, especially with not just Femi, your center back, but with the entirety of that back line, how are you seeing that progress? Where is it in relation to what your expectation is for this team at this point?
Yeah, it's a great question. That is the back line right now is where I kind of spend my most time figuring out, you know, what is our best group. And I think that's healthy in some ways because we now have Eric Svechenko back in the mix. Felipe and Pablo Ortiz, who's a brand new player, all in this group competing. And so that's the good news, is we have the deepest team that we've had all year, and maybe I had in the last couple years in this moment. But within that, if you're still figuring it out at this point in the season, mm-hmm. it's not great either, because these guys need relationships, just like, you know, a quarterback and a wide receiver, you know, these guys that connect all the time. Right. The more minutes these guys and the more reps these guys get together, the more comfortable they're going to be with some of the intricacies and some of these big key moments of looking after each other on the field. So it's a balance of like, look, let's keep not experimenting, but putting guys in there, seeing what they're worth, but also building some relationships. So collectively that back line is at its best. So we're still in that transition mode. Unfortunately, we had 2 weeks of training sessions, which helped. But we're still incorporating some new guys. May, there weren't a lot of training sessions, a lot of games. So we've really used these 2 weeks to try to button up some of that stuff. It's a work in progress, but we got options. That's a good thing.
Yeah, options are a good thing, and hopefully those options help you against CF Montreal tomorrow as you take them on. Shell Energy Stadium, we're hoping for a W and 3 points and continuing on in an upwards trajectory campaign. How does that sound?
Perfect.
Yes, sir. All right. Looking forward to the next time we get to chat. Go get a W, Skip.
John, Reggie, thank you for having me on as usual, man.
Yes, all sir. Right. Yes, sir. That's Ben Olsen, the head coach of the Houston Dynamo, joining us in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I really wanted to ask him because he talked about competition. I was like, ooh, the notion of like competition versus like high end talent. How do you view that? Because obviously that's something that we're looking at very closely with the Texans offensive line. Maybe next time we have an opportunity to chat with him.
And he's an advocate of Moonwater.
Advocate of Moonwater.
There you go.
So, you got any left over? We can ship over. There?
I got something. I got a big. The biggest bottle is in the refrigerator. I had a little sip last night.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So it's working.
Look at me.
Look at me is insane. All right.
All right. So it's not working.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, the best and worst case scenarios in the AFC South came through via CBS Sports. Do they make you more confident or less confident about this division? We'll do it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.